you're listening to Jake's Fantabulous Football Show on Eastbourne.online, Eastbourne's only dedicated radio station. I'm Jake Thompson, your host. I firstly have to apologise for my absence. I've been nursing World Cup fever, you know, or just a regular flu. So I need to catch you up on all the games that I've missed. And I think the only way to do that is a quick fire review of the games since Tuesday the 19th. We start with Group H, and last year's surprise package and quarter-finalist Colombia took on Japan, resulting in a 2-1 loss after playing most of the match with 10 men. Within the first 3 minutes, Colombia had a nightmare start, conceding a penalty and having a man sent off as Carlos Sanchez handled Borussia Dortmund's Seiji Kagawa's shot, exposed by terrible defending from La Cafeteros, the coffee growers. Sorry, wait, is that the Colombian nickname? Surely they must have another one. Oh, they do, La Triocolor, the tree colours. Wait, what was Japan's nickname? Samurai Blue, fantastic, now that is a nickname. Right, sorry, but back to the quickfire, enough about nicknames. A smart free kick delivered by Juan Quintero 6 minutes before the half-time whistle drew the sides level, Quintero managing to put the ball under the jumping wall. Japan scored again to put them in the lead once again, when after Honda corner met the head of Okasaka. Another 2-1 in Group H, as Senegal deservedly beat Poland, despite some controversy, making it the first African team to win at this World Cup. Senegal took the lead just before half-time, with Everton midfielder Idrissa Gueye's strike took a deflection off of Thiago Koné's 1-0 to Senegal. Controversy came when Niang went off injured and then sprinted back onto the pitch and immediately intercepted a back patch from the Polish midfield, beating Juventus goalie Wojciech Szczęsny and Southampton defender Jan Bednarek to the ball and slotting the ball into the back of an empty net. Poland managed to get one back in the 86th minute with Krzyżowiak heading the ball from the far post for a free kick to score his third international goal. Now that's round one of fixtures finish. The hosts play their second game against African side Egypt. Russia fresh of their thrashing of Saudi Arabia, and Egypt still disappointed from their last-minute defeat to Uruguay, hoping Mohamed Salah will inspire them to keep them into the tournament. The first half ended 0-0, but Russia started the second half with an own goal from Egypt's Ahmed Fati, who diverted Spartak Moscow midfielder Roman Zobin's shot past his own goalkeeper. Star of Russia's first game, Denis Cheryshev, made it 2-0 after an extremely clever pullback from Mario Fernandez, confusing the Egyptian defender. In the 62nd minute, Russia extended their advantage with giant Artem Zuber's lovely goal. He brought down the ball brilliantly with his chest and after a delightful touch, just to move the ball away from the Egyptian defender's leg, he slotted the ball into the near post. First game since the Champions League final, Mohamed Salah converted a penalty after being found and reviewed by VAR. Another penalty in this World Cup. We had three thrilling games on the 20th of June to enjoy. First, we had Portugal versus Morocco. Ronaldo and Portugal's great start to the World Cup continues as Portugal beat Morocco 1-0. It took the Real Madrid star 4 minutes to score for Portugal as he dived onto João Moutinho's cross and smashed a header well into the Moroccan goal. Morocco came the first team eliminated from the World Cup, but they fought to make that not happen with a fantastic support behind them. Later in the day, we had the other game in Group A against Saudi Arabia. Uruguay recorded their second 1-0 win of the tournament, and with Russia are through to the qualifying stages of the tournament. Despite their thrashing to Russia, Saudi Arabia really improved against Uruguay. They decreased the number of defensive mistakes and actually recorded more possession than Uruguay. But a mistake from goalkeeper Mohamed El Aouais, whose error allowed ex-Liverpool and Barcelona striker Luis Suarez scoring a poacher's goal. With this goal, Luis Suarez had scored his 52nd international goal on his 100th international appearance to qualify his nation to the round of 16. Iran played Spain in another Group B encounter, and we saw another 1-0 result in Group B, with Spain securing the win against Iran, putting them in a good position to qualify for the next round of the World Cup. The first half saw Spain have 81% possession, absolutely insane, but still could not deliver a goal despite this. Iran were defending well, keeping Spain at bay, but conceded an unfortunate goal to lose the game with the ball ricocheting off of Diego Costa's leg. And more heartbreak came when Saïd Ezzatolli's strike was ruled offside after the jubilation that they had when they thought that they scored. There was a chaotic goalman scramble later in the game, Piqué not being able to tuck the shot away, with some of the Iran players almost acting as walls to the goal. On Thursday the 21st, in Group C, we saw the Great Danes and the Socceroos battle it out, but no one coming out on top, with the game ending in a 1-1 draw. Christian Eriksen, Denmark's key man, scored an absolutely fantastic goal, an impressive volley which thundered into the net in the seventh minute of the game. But late in the first half, Youssef Poulsen handled the ball in the box, and after a VAR check, the penalty was given, and Australian captain Mal Yednak scored his second penalty goal of the tournament. The other game in Group C resulted in joy for the French, but dismay for Peru, as France go through to the next stage, knocking out Peru in the process. France scored through young PSG star Kylian Mbappe after his strike that came off of Olivier Giroud's deflected shot. Peru worked hard, their fans even harder, but unfortunately they couldn't get anything past Hugo Lloris in the France net. Possibly the most shocking and best game of the tournament so far. Wish I had more time to talk about this. Croatia bossing the lost in space Argentina, beating them 3-0 with a masterful display. The first goal came from a mistake from Argentina goalkeeper Willy Caballero, with an attempt to chip the ball over Croatia striker Ante Rebic, but it didn't go over the player's head, and with that he scored an impressive volley to put his side 1-0 up. Instrumental midfielder Luka Modric made it 2-0 with a wonderful strike, shimmying the ball away from the defender and producing a magical curled shot from outside the box. The final nail in the coffin came in the 90th minute, with Barcelona's Ivan Rakitic scoring a tap-in, sinking Argentina closer to being knocked out of the tournament. Messi absent again for the entire game. On Friday the 22nd, Argentina had a lifeline when Super Eagles Nigeria beat Iceland 2-0, leaving this group wide open. Leicester City striker Ahmed Musa had a superb evening, scoring two beautiful goals. The first being a gorgeous half volley just after half time, and another in the 75th minute when he delightfully rounded the Icelandic keeper Hannes Tor Halldórsson, extending Nigeria's lead to 2-0. Disaster for Iceland as Everton's Gylfi Sigurdsson skied a penalty late into the match. Brazil left it late to record their first win of the World Cup over the disappointed Costa Rica, who are now knocked out of the tournament. After a frustrating 90 minutes without scoring, finally Brazil get the goal at the 91st minute when Felipe Coutinho toe-poked in former Liverpool teammate Roberto Firmino's header, scoring his second goal of the tournament. It was important for him, the squad, and the country, for icon Neymar to score, and he did in the 97th minute, tapping in Douglas Costa's cross to confirm the victory. You saw how much it meant to Neymar when the final whistle blew, as he drops to his knees and starts to sob. This is what this tournament means to people. Switzerland overcame Serbia through a last-minute goal to record a 2-1 win, inching them closer to qualifying for the knockout stages. Within the first 5 minutes, Fulham and Newcastle goalscorer Mitrovic scored for Serbia, scoring from Tadic's cross. Switzerland equalised in spectacular fashion, with Granit Xhaka producing a mighty strike from just outside the box. But in the 90th minute, when it was looking like the points were going to be shared between the two sides, the Alpine Messi, Jurdan Shaqiri, collected the ball near the halfway line, dribbled away from the Serbian defenders, and put the ball well past the goalie, giving the Swiss the all-important 3 points. Saturday, 23rd of June, produced one of the best days of the World Cup, starting with a high-scoring game between Belgium and Tunisia, which finished 5-2 to Belgium. The first goal came in the 6th minute, Belgian captain Eden Hazard scoring a penalty to give his nation the advantage. Lukaku made it 2-0 with a low finish from a Dries Mertens pass. Tunisia found some hope after captain Werby Kazari free kick met Dylan Bron almost 2 minutes later. But once again, the powerful Manchester United striker Romelu Lukaku scored with to ease the pressure with a delicious chip over the keeper, his second brace in 2 games. Eden Hazard then scored his second after Toby Alderweireld's pass. He dinks the ball slightly out of the keeper's reach and moves it around him and slots it home. A goal only players like him could score, and there isn't many like him. Substitute Michy Batshuayi could have had a hat-trick, but only got one goal after Youri Tielemans' cross. A consolation goal came in the 93rd minute, Kazari scoring from Hadi Nigazi's cross. This big score and performance sending warning signs to England and their game on the 28th. Another impressive Mexico performance sees them beating South Korea 2-1. Another penalty in this World Cup saw Mexico's Carlos Vela score in the 26th minute after a handball by Jang Hoon So. Mexico's counterattack is so deadly, and this was shown when after Lozano's run, Javier Hernandez scored neatly his 50th international goal. In the 93rd minute, Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Song Heung-min scored a consolation, but it was a fantastic effort, a curled finish from 25 yards out. A dramatic game between Germany and Sweden ended with the 2014 World Cup champions just beating Sweden in the dying minutes of the game. A glorious lob from Ola Toivonen absolutely shocked the champions, giving Sweden the lead in the 32nd minute. It was all doom and gloom for the Germans until just after half-time when Marco Reus equalised. Then disaster struck again. Centre-back Jerome Boateng gets sent off for a second yellow card. But in a weird way, that made them play better. In the 95th minute of stoppage time, Germany were given a free kick, a lifeline, a too impossible angle though to score from surely. Kroos taps the ball to Reus, who gives it back to him, but gives it back to Kroos, and he shoots from an extremely tight angle and scores an outrageous goal in the top corner of the net. Germany win the game, the players, staff and fans exploding with happiness. Japan and Senegal edge closer to qualifying for the knockout stage of the World Cup with their high-scoring 2-2 match. After a mistake from Japanese goalkeeper Eiji Kawashima, seeing him punch clearance hitting Senegal captain and Liverpool forward Sadio Mane, which resulted in the first goal of the match as it ricocheted off of the player. But Japan drew level after an enchanting curling effort by Takeshari Ini. Senegalese teenage defender Moussa Waghi scored again to put the Senegal ahead, but the goal was cancelled out when Kashiki Honda scored, drawing the two sides level at 2-2. Another brilliant match in the 2018 World Cup was Poland versus Colombia, with the coffee growers, still can't get over that nickname, beating Robert Lewandowski's Poland. 5 minutes before half-time, James Rodriguez's fabulous dinking cross with Yerry Mina heading home, giving Colombia the lead. Radamel Falcao has been injured for the past two World Cups, but he finally got his moment when he scored his first ever World Cup goal. The Colombian captain received a good pass from Quintero and scored with the outside of his boot, drilling it low into the corner of the net. Colombia made it 3 after James Rodriguez played an exceptional pass which the quick Juan Cuadrado chased, drove forward towards the goal, outpacing the Polish defence and finessing it low into the corner, capping a great move. Poland were extremely isolated and could not unleash Robert Lewandowski to challenge the South Americans, and now the European nation has knocked out the World Cup ahead of their last game against Japan. Colombia, Senegal and Japan all have a chance to qualify into the knockout stages. Looking forward to seeing how that group pans out. Now, I know what you're saying. Jake, you missed the England match. Are you kidding? Well, I'm going to record that as a special. I have a lot to say about that match, and I knew definitely wouldn't be able to fit it in with all the matches mentioned in this episode. So coverage of the England-Panama game will be released soon. We are at the stage of the World Cup where the games are being played at the same time. So on Monday the 25th, we have both games from Group A, Saudi Arabia versus Egypt, and the host Russia playing the top of the group to side against Uruguay. Those are both at 3 p.m. And at 7 p.m, we have Iran playing Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal, and Spain are playing Morocco. It's that time again. It's the Offside Report, where we look at the silly shenanigans going on in the World Cup. How are you, Ant?
Oh, I'm good, mate. Thanks for having me on today.
Of course. Now, earlier I was going on about Colombia and Japan's nicknames, and I thought it'd be interesting to go through all the teams competing in the World Cup and their nicknames. Would you be up for doing that?
Yeah, run some past me. Let's hear them.
Right, so the first one comes from Russia, and it's simply the national team.
Did they just not bother? Like the national team? Well, of course it's the national team. It's not like they've got a second team.
Yeah, I know. Simple but effective in a weird way. Actually, well, just simple. Uruguay, La Celeste, the sky blue. I quite like that. Sounds quite dreamy in a way.
Yeah, you know, it's nice. Is it going to win them the World Cup, though? That's the thing.
Probably not. Egypt, the pharaohs. You saw a lot of fans wearing pharaohs. I find that quite delightful. Like pharaoh hats and stuff.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to go with the tourism angle.
Yeah, get some tourism whilst they're advertising their team. Saudi Arabia, the green or the green falcons. I think if I saw a green falcon, I'd probably get it to a vet or something.
It's not really what most people associate Saudi Arabia with, to be fair. Like, they should call themselves the Barons or something.
Well, Iran, they're called Team Melli, the national team, or Persian Star, or the Iranian Lions, or the Lions of Persia, or Lionheart, or Princes of Persia. I thought that was a movie. Or the Cheetahs. Why do they have so many nicknames, and why are they so similar?
You can't have too much of a good thing.
And I don't really get it. I don't know where cheetahs came from. I went from being lions in Persian and then just... We're also the cheetahs as well.
It's the whole thing, like, from, was it Dodgeball? And you've got the character, White Goodman. And he's just like, oh, I've got, like, there's me wrestling a bear. Like, yeah, like, it's a picture. That didn't really happen, but it did. Like, it's a macho thing. Like, let's just say big cats. It sounds strong.
Yeah. Portugal, the selection of Queenas or the Navigators. Sounds like kind of like a bad boy band.
Yeah.
The Navigators.
Yeah, or a 1980s science fiction film.
Yeah. Spain is La Furia Roja, the Red Fury, or La Furia, the Fury, or La Roja, the Red One. I quite like the Fury things. Notice how I'm saying the Spanish names as I can sort of pronounce them from learning Spanish. But despite living in the UAE, you know, an Arabic country, I'm not going to attempt to speak any of the Arabic ones because I can't remember how to read those. But I quite like the Red Fury. I think it's
I don't know. Like, I'm not sold on that because really? That, for me, sounds very sinister. Like, the Red Fury. There's something about that, almost like Mein Führer.
Yeah, actually, you know, never mind. I retract my comments. Okay, this is an Arabic one, so I'm going to try this. It's Morocco. Igrazam in Atlasi. No, it wasn't very good. Atlantis Lions. What is this with all the lion talk? Does every country have lions or something?
Did they not realise that Atlantis sunk as well?
Just sinking lions. France, Les Blues, the Blues. It's very French.
Yep.
Denmark, Danish Dynamite. Sounds like a food.
Yeah.
Sounds like a
Danish,
snack.
Danish Dynamite, like, will go up in your face.
Yeah. Australia, Socceroos, possibly the most Australian name ever since the rugby nickname, the Wallabies.
Yeah, they've totally gone with. The next one will be the Dingoes or something.
Yeah, the Kangaroos.
We'll take your baby.
Peru, La Blanqueroja, the White and Red, or Los Incas, the Incas.
The Incas, that's kind of cool. That's almost like the American football team kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
They call themselves those kind of names.
It's quite cool. I like the fact that they're not going for lions again. Croatia, Vatreni. I don't know what that means. I think it just sounds very smart.
It does sound like it could be something else.
Yeah. Argentina, La Albiceste, which means white and blue sky. They're stealing Uruguay again.
Yeah.
Stealing the blue sky thing.
What is it? Like, the sky's the limit. Is that their idea? These teams, like white and blue sky. Like, I guess it's better than like Red Fury.
Yeah,
red sky.
Just pointing out the weather. Iceland, our boys. I quite like that. It's our boys. We're the boys.
It's our boys. They're doing all right. Our boys.
Nigeria, super eagles. I love the adjective in there. Super. Serbia, the Eagles, another copycat.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
It's like Serbia went, we're the Eagles, and Nigeria went, well, we're the Super Eagles.
We're going to one-up you. Brazil, the Squad, or Little Canary, or the Green and Yellow. I feel that's very arrogant.
They should
calling
probably...
themselves the Squad.
I don't know. They should probably stick with the Squad because Little Canary doesn't really sell it.
Yeah, no. It goes from the Squad to, you know, Little Canary. It doesn't really work. Switzerland, a team, or national team, or Red Crosses.
The Red Cross?
Like, yeah.
We're coming with aid, don't worry.
Instead of calling themselves a team, I think they should call themselves the A team. and just rip off the 80s thing. Maybe in their kits have like Mr. T on there. Just that maybe make that a bit more interesting.
I'm doing a few rewrites right now. They're going to change their name to the Swiss Rolls.
Yeah. Costa Rica, Los Ticos. The Ticos is a term to describe Costa Rican people. That's fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweden, the blue yellow. It's more of like the colour theme. Do you like the colour or the animals? I quite like the animals, but apart from the fact they're all lions.
Well, I'm just remembering back to the whole the film The Longest Yard, like the classic, I think it was like a late 70s film, and then they remade it a few times.
Yeah.
And the inmates had a brilliant name, Mean Machine. Like, why can't these football teams come up with something like that?
Well, there's actually a team in Nigeria called Police Machine, which I think is
there. You
funny.
Go, Police I'm on that. Machine. That's it. That's my team now.
Mexico, El Tri or El Tricolor, like Colombia. There's more copying. They're all just copying each other. Germany, National 11 or DFB 11 or Die Mannschaft, the Mannschaft. Yeah,
the Mannschaft,
which means Mannschaft. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't think it's. Mannschaft would be very weird.
They're going to be called the Mannschaft from now on.
Which actually means collective working together for achieving a common aim and thus being responsible for each other, which is very German.
And not how I describe a Mannschaft.
But it's funny, like, when they're using national, lots of nicknames are saying national team. But they added 11, making it National 11, which makes it more menacing, makes it more German. South Korea are the Taegeuk Warriors. I like the word warrior. I like that sort of imagery. Belgium, the Red Devils, which is just copying Manchester United.
Yeah, so, I think we had that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, more copying. England, the Three Lions. You know, what do you think of the Three Lions?
I don't know. Lions aren't really native to England.
No. More lion chat.
Like belong in a zoo. Like that, yeah. Yeah. Why can't we have like the three red squirrels or something like that?
Bangers and mash.
Yeah.
Tunisia, eagles of Carthage. More lions than eagles. I didn't know that they were so popular.
Mm.
All right. Panama, Los Caneros, the canal men.
No. No, I've got a thing about this because you're going to do your special all about the Panama-England match.
Yeah.
Like, and I think they should just be called the Dodgers because they're experts in dodging tacks and in dodging a ball coming towards their goal.
That's a very good point, foreshadowing. Japan, Samurai Blue. That's my favourite.
It is a nice Samurai Blue.
I don't know why, but I just like Samurai. I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Senegal, the Lions of Terenaga. More Lions. More lions. I don't.
Yeah.
Poland, the white and reds, or the eagles. More eagles.
More eagles. More flags.
I don't get.
Yeah,
it.
Go. Like, come up with something original, like the Germans.
And last but not least, Los Cafeteros, the coffee growers. This is Colombia, and La Tricolor, the tricolors. The coffee grows. It's growing on me.
Yeah, I don't know. That makes them sound like an. Are they like an artisan coffee house, like in Hove?
They're about to kick off. And the other team look at them and they're all just planting coffee seeds into the pitch. Thank you so much for joining me again, Ant.
Not a problem. This has been fun.
And that's it. It's the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to get in contact with me about anything to do with the World Cup, or just send me some nicknames for some of those sides, you know, might be interesting. Send me an email on jake@eastbourne.online. That's all from me. This has been Jake's Fantabulous Football Show. I'm Jake Thompson. Take care now.
You're listening to Eastbourne.online, Eastbourne's only dedicated radio station.